imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light?
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock, then doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
No, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Hear this opening track? You know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Riot, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Hello, and welcome to The Cure to Catastrophe. I tried to be late today, but somehow managed to get here on time. My apologies. Been over shooting the breeze with the folks at the Latin American Club, which is delightful as always. There's a fill-in bartender today named Chad, who he and I have shared a lot of punk rock stories from the road, which is always fun. And then a really nice woman came in to talk all about the Mount Mosswood meltdown, which is happening today, and I assume that's where everyone is right now. At the Mosswood Meltdown, checking out Big Freedia and whoever else is playing today. The Bush Tetras. I don't remember who the headliner was. Oh, the Mummies. Oh, the Mummies. Maybe I'll get into some Mosswood Meltdown music. Maybe not. Let's make no promises. Shay is on assignment today. I have nothing planned except trying to figure out why I only have one side of my headphones playing. We got our official rejection letter from KEXP, so that's exciting. What did we learn from that? Well, as Johnny Thunders reminds us, it doesn't pay to drive.
Why? Since it was all along,
try.
Effective, no.
misery.
Have you seen those welfare hotels?
Oh. Last day of mystery. I bet you want to get ready, don't you? How about a little bit of pie? Good old apples. Whipped cream on it.
I don't know. I only know that that's why I have said repeatedly.
It's my country.
Where's the fire hydrant?
on the Keurig Catastrophe. I failed in my goal to make myself hear myself in both headphones. Ah, well, such is life. I found a cable that should have done it, and it didn't fix it, so I blame Gremlins. Studio Gremlins. I don't have a theme this week, because I didn't do any prep, as per usual. My co-host, Shay, is on assignment. She let me know she wouldn't be here around, I think, 11:49 last night, which... It's not like I would have done any prep anyway, so who are we kidding? We kick things off with You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory by Johnny Thunders, who reminds us it does not pay to try. Thank you, KEXP, for considering our application, but, you know, doesn't pay to try. Middle song of the set was In America by Defunct, a band I know very little about, but they formed in 1978, sort of punk jazz thing, which I enjoyed. And then the last song of the set was posted by my friend Gary in England. It's new from Coxbar. I still don't have the newest Coxbar records. That's mind-blowing to me. I assume this is on it. But it's a song about, you know, how politicians are nowhere to be found. And he posted that in response to the recent UK election, which happened to be on the 4th of July, amusingly enough, which got out the fucking Tories after 14 years. So that's nice. Now they can have their own version of the Democrats. The Labour Party lie to them and tell them they're going to help, and they'll do nothing, just like the Democrats. I hate Republicans, too, but at least they don't lie to us about what shitbags they are. The Democrats are just fucking full of shit. As you could tell if you wanted what's best for this country right now, shit sandwich or shit taco, these are, or shit omelet. These are the only options available to us. Anyway, this is not a political program. I shan't go on to a further rant about politics, and I didn't really plan to do a political program today. That would require some effort. And I did, you know, effort. Not the watchword for here on the Curated Catastrophe. Today's a weird one for me because it's the first day in nearly a month where there's no soccer on. Neither the Euros and the Copa America have both advanced to the quarterfinals, but they get a day off today. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself because there's no soccer on. I do not know if we will be doing a show, speaking of the Euro finals, next Sunday or not, because it conflicts with the Euro finals. But if I didn't turn up today, we'd have ended up taking an entire month off, which is lame. So, I might come in after the Euro finals next week. I don't know. All right, let's get back to the music. No one cares me looking at the calendar and scheduling my time. Thanks to Mr. Liquor for providing the sustenance this afternoon. Thanks to Latin American Club. Oh, and go check out Bender's. There's the pizza pop-up thing is happening starting at 5 p.m. And our good friend Rocker Smooth will be helping man the pizza ovens. So I may drop by there after the program is concluded. Also, I have no idea if Cheap Hooch is coming on after me or not. Half of them were at Mosswood Meltdown yesterday and melted down because it was so hot. I ran into Joey von Frankenstein's brother. I've forgotten what his on-air name is. And he said that they may be doing a show after all because they're not going to Mosswood. So I don't know what's going on. Typical Curated Catastrophe. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we like to present all viewpoints, though, so here's a different one on RadioValencia.fm.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. can't never fail. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put our feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you never did think that we'd ever get together again? We're damn sure food, you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Still, though I knew she was sleeping, to the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike. They've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Put in something like, this is American music. Take one. One, two, three, four. Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music? Baby.
Catastrophe. My name is Maldor. Thank you for tuning in. Just got a call from Shay, who's on her on assignment in the war-torn zone, which I'm not at liberty to disclose, but thank you for checking in and listening to the show. Appreciate that. So, don't want to tell you too much about how the sausage is made, but I use a thing to download my music if I'm going to play an MP3 instead of bringing vinyl. And it used to have an unlimited amount of downloads a day. And then they changed it to 20. And then they changed it to 15. And I just discovered they changed it to 7. So I already used up all my downloads for the day. So I guess I can just play things off the internet or out of my personal library. If only Apple hadn't screwed up my personal library so bad I can't find anything. Good old Apple. Anyway, where were we? I don't know where you are, but where I am, I'm listening to the people sing at the church 3 doors down, wailing away and about their beloved Dio. Anyway, that song kicked off with In America by Charlie Daniels. I've always loved Charlie Daniels, even though he kind of turned into a jingoistic asshole. And when he got old, he became the Kid Rock of country music, although I guess there's a bunch of those. But Charlie Daniels was like one of the first records I ever bought. In fact, still my go-to karaoke song is Devil Went Down to Georgia. But he tells a great story song, and that was In America, which is actually about unity. For being a wacko jingoistic song. Another song in the set was America by Simon Garfunkel, and we left things off with American Music by the Violent Femmes, which honestly I hadn't thought of or heard that song in a number of decades, but grasping around for songs to play today, I was like, oh, hey, that would work with my fledgling theme, which I'm probably going to get off this theme soon because I don't want to do, like, as this playlist so thus far has indicated, I'm very torn about my patriotism. I consider myself very patriotic about the ideals of America and very dismayed by the practicalities of the American landscape and the way that our government has served us. Unless you think corporations are citizens, and then fucking the government's doing a bang-up job. Anyway, yeah, I have no plans to make this a political show, so this is 35 minutes in. Let's, maybe we'll stick with this theme for one more set, and then get the hell out. Or not. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm pushing buttons. Hey, thanks to John Hell and the Jazz Naz and the Alchemist and whoever else helped get the studio into such awesome condition. Things are really looking good in here. Only the minor quibble that the headphones only work on one side, and I think that's just a cabling issue, and I just can't find a cable that actually works to do that. So, anyway, where was I? All right. Here's another American treasure. This is Waylon Jennings.
Some have said down through history, if you last, it's a mystery. But I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you become such a habit to be. America, America. Well, I come from down around Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me. America. It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home. America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too, and the red band is right.
to expect too little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. All the men who fell the flames and lived through hardship and pain, America, America. And the men who could not fight in a war that didn't seem right, you let them come home, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too. And the red man is blind. You expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California are nice and America. And no matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home, America, America. America, America, America.
again.
Single, although that was new in 1985 or something. I don't know. That was from Rocky III, where he fights Ivan Drago. Or is that the one where he fights? No, Rocky II. I don't remember which one he fights in, but Ivan Drago and which one he fights Clubber Lang. Rocker Smooth, if you're out there, jump on the chat room and set me straight in my cinematic confusion, please. Again, Rocker Smooth will be working at helping Slang Pizza Pies at Vendors today, so you should go check him out after 5 p.m. Because whatever it's called, Pie in the Sky or Pie something like that. I think it's Pie in the Sky. They make a killer pizza. As per usual for the Curated Catastrophe, I haven't prepared diddly for my portion of the program, and Shay's on assignment, although she did check in with me and make some requests. So this is a request from my fugitive co-host, Shay from the Bay.
Do you know your folk heroes, Tommy? You know the heroes of our country?
Yes.
Like Davy Crockett?
Davy Crockett.
Great hero.
Great hero of America. Fought the Indians.
Jim Bowie.
He was in New Orleans. He fought. He had a big boy knife.
That's right.
And the other guys had girl knives.
How about...
I made that up.
I think they realize that. You don't know anything. You don't know anything about folk music. Nothing. You're blank as far as history and folk music are concerned. You don't know one folk song. You're making a big fool of yourself. That's what you're doing.
Yep.
You're a disgrace. That's what you are.
Hold your forked tongue.
What do you mean, hold my tongue? You haven't said
I know the ballad of... The great ballad of America's greatest hero of frontier times. The great ballad of Big Ben Covington.
Ben Covington.
Big Ben Covington.
I've never heard
All every verse I know.
I've never heard of the Ben Covington. I've heard of the song.
See, you're not so smart either.
See, I don't know if it exists.
Ben Covington, was a friend of Johnny Appleseed's. And Johnny Appleseed in 1815 was going around the vast American, the new American land, planting apple seeds all everywhere he went. He would skip into these little towns. He'd say, I'm Johnny Appleseed.
Tommy, but what about...
Here to plant my seeds.
Tommy?
And great orchard sprang up.
Tommy, what was Johnny Appleseed's relationship with... or Ben Covington's relationship with Johnny Appleseed?
Well, Ben Covington, during the time when there was very few people to pick the apples, Ben Covington stood like a giant. He was born in an apple orchard. And he learned to pick apples like nobody else. Why, when he was 12 years old, he could pick more apples than any two grown men. Became the greatest apple picker in America, saving hundreds from famine, as apples became the sole substances during the Great Potato Famine.
When was the Great Potato Famine?
Not famine, Dickie. No. It's a potato famine.
Oh, I'm sorry. When was this?
This was in 18. It was in 1786.
And what do you mean? The captain finally got a steam machine to outpick apples?
That was John Henry you're thinking of.
Oh.
John Henry was a big railroad typhoon.
Tycoon.
Yeah, tycoon.
Tycoon.
Big railroad maggot.
Magnet.
A magnet.
Yes,
I'd like to sing for you the ballad of big, tough Ben Covington. The man with hands the size of a basketball. No fingers, just big round... basketballs on his...
Why did he pick the apples?
I don't know. Now, listen to me, fellas, as I tell you the story of Big Ben Covington. Orchard, Big Ben Covington ran and played as a child. But then one day the storm's wind blew. Ben Covington picked apples all the while. It never was a hit.
Wait a minute, Tommy. You know what I think? I have the feeling that was never a song.
That was a song
of that quality would not last through the years.
Yeah, it's a Big Ben Covington.
That's a bad song. I've never heard it. Nobody's ever heard that song before.
Well, I lied.
You made it up, didn't you?
There's nobody named Ben Covington. I made that up.
I know.
I'm sorry that I did.
Okay.
Now, Frank Covington, though, wasn't it?
Justified ancients of Moon set sail in their long boats on a voyage to rediscover the lost continent. experience is a celebration of the 1,000th anniversary of their founding of this great nation.